You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I am your host, Adam Miller. Today we are joined by Ben and Peg Haskell, who work for Trinity Christian Academy here on Cape Cod. And it's an amazing school that has an amazing gala coming up to celebrate their 50 years of teaching students from a biblical basis. It's a great privilege to have them on the broadcast. Ben, you've been on the broadcast before. Thank you so much for both of you for joining us.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah.
Ben, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about the school? It's a Christian school that's based here on Cape Cod, and many of our listeners may not even know that it exists.
Mm-hmm. Trinity is kind of a grassroots or organically formed school back in 1967 by Helen McGregor and other close people to her that worked together. It's always been a non-denominational or interdenominational school. We have people from all different Christian ilks and then some at the school. We service pre-K, basically four-year-olds through all the way through high school. For years, we were pre-K through eighth grade. The high school's been around for roughly 10 years. Graduating classes are small, but students have a pretty wide acceptance in terms of where they've gone to college after Trinity. We're very proud of our graduates, the young men and women that they've become, and they're watching their goals and decisions or their involvement in the community even before they leave the school. Teachers are just really strong believers who really believe in Christian education and how that can form a child's life beliefs, help to give them really a hope and future as the scripture promises. We're looking forward to continue to grow the school. We have about 163, 164 students at the school this year. And we're on Mary Dunn Road out there at the kind of between the end of the industrial park and Route 6A and headed towards Barnstable.
Hmm. And Peg, can you tell us a little bit about kind of the families that get involved in these schools? Because you have a lot of really great teachers that might have some students that got involved because of their students, but also the parents who volunteer. And this is a really homegrown community, isn't it?
We have a phenomenal community. The Gala Committee is comprised of parents, former faculty members. We have one member who retired after 44 years of teaching at Trinity Christian Academy, and she is putting together a historical display for the gala. And every single year from 1967 to 2017 will be represented. Every single student that attended, every single faculty member, every single administrator, she has done a phenomenal job. And we're just so excited about the community support that we have. Businesses are sponsoring the event. Independence Park is our platinum sponsor. We have a gold sponsor, silver, all different levels, table sponsors, and you can buy individual tickets as well. It's going to be phenomenal. And we really depend upon the fundraising dollars that we receive that night to provide financial aid. 53% of our students receive financial aid at Trinity Christian Academy. So many families that attend Trinity Christian Academy depend on financial aid. And when you think about a family that has more than one child, that is a huge financial commitment. So we try to partner with them, come alongside them, and help them. We try to keep it as affordable as possible. And those financial aid dollars really make a difference.
Ben, I know that it's not cheap because this isn't the public school. You're not getting tax dollars to be able to provide the level and the staff and the involvement that you need to give a quality education. This gala that you're having is celebrating 50 years. Can you tell us a little bit about how crucial the involvement and really what I love, and that you do this every year, is that you get some really passionate people that are dedicated to Christian education that come and really support the work that you're doing.
Right. We are truly dependent on so much of the involvement of the community and people who are willing to write the check for Christian education on Cape Cod. And as Peg mentioned, 53% of our families receive financial aid. That's not including many of the faculty who are also sacrificing, working very, very hard, but also have to come up with tuition and help to support the school. We have pretty good cross-section because of financial aid, too. There are many families that I'm amazed at how they are able to sacrifice and afford the tuition, and knowing that they're sometimes working two, even three jobs in order to send their children to Trinity. So the commitment is high, and we need this kind of support to touch not just our children here on Cape Cod, but I believe across America today, so that they can understand traditional Christian values, how those work in our world, and be able to be taught on a daily basis and experience God's word and how that applies to their entire education. Education is something that really you take the word of God out of it, and it creates a whole nother meaning. You have the word of God in it, and God is the source of all truth, that we have the basis not just for life now, really, but for to help keep eternity in the hearts and minds of our students and the next generation.
And Peg, tell us a little bit more about the Annie Moses Band, who will be coming to perform at this gala that you're having to celebrate your 50th year.
Well, the Annie Moses Band has been inspiring and entertaining audiences for over a decade, and they bring a distinctive style of music across the United States and around the world. They're a very captivating blend of folk and classical, and they're a very talented ensemble of songwriters, singers, and musicians, and they're all siblings, which is awesome. And they are a Christian family, and at this point, some of the members have been married, so I believe there's some in-laws that are part of the group, too. We first heard them at the Association of Christian Schools International's Teachers Convention back in 2010, and we were so impressed, and then we got the opportunity to hear them here on the Cape with the Cape Cod Symphony, and they are tremendous. I've never heard a better rendition of O Holy Night than I did when I went to that concert. And so I know when people attend, they will not be disappointed. This is superb. They're very entertaining. And you will experience all genres of music. It's going to be wonderful.
I've actually seen the Annie Moses Band live, and I can attest that they are very talented and a show of the dedication of parents that are involved in raising their children. And this is a large part of what you have done, not only with Trinity, but also through the community. As you have these kids, you have a strong emphasis on the family, the role of the family involved in the education. So Ben, I'd like to know a little bit more about the fundamentals of what makes Trinity Christian Academy such an important, integral part of Christian education, as it does include the families as a key cornerstone of education.
We love and respect that God has given children to parents to raise, and we feel that we can partner with them in terms of helping them impart Christian values in the light of God's word, and that there's a training going on that's consistent with the home and the church that's just creates a strong support for the upbringing of the child, and knowing that those main parts of their life are consistent and saying essentially the same thing. People are very involved in the school. We have many volunteers. We very strong armor the school that we call the Parent Teacher Fellowship that meets regularly. It prays for our students, prays for our staff. Our teachers are just, they communicate with parents on a regular basis and the upbringing of their children. And they find that it just creates a wonderful team in terms of having, again, that consistent teaching of God's word and Christian principles that are there. And parents can have the confidence in the teachers that is going to be taking place on a daily basis.
And Ben, I think there are a lot of families that would love to send their kids to a Christian school, think that it's probably unaffordable. It's too much of a burden. It's too much involvement on their part. It's just easier to send their kids to a public school. What would you say to them as far as what they maybe haven't even investigated yet is the opportunity to do this program with a Christian school?
We have, again, the scholarship that's available to parents is very, very helpful. In addition to the regular fund, we also have a headmaster scholarship. I'm allowed to give out a certain amount of those every year. I have never given them all out, which kind of makes me scratch my head a little bit, because I'm looking to help plus qualified students who just want to come be in a school that does honor the Lord in its teachings and its education, and prepares them extremely well for college and life beyond. I think what I want to say to everybody out there, that if Trinity sounds like a place where you may want your son and your daughter, we certainly welcome you to come by, take a look at the school. We have open houses. We have ongoing opportunities to come and tour the school, and students to shadow at the school to spend a day with our own students and to get a sense of what the difference is between Trinity and other places where they can go.
And Peg, I know that there are a lot of really great students. Will we see some of these kids at the performing and representing the things that they've learned at this gala? And can you tell us a little bit about the kind of quality that this school produces?
Yes. We have 25 students that audition for this special 50th anniversary gala student choir. And they have been practicing every Wednesday morning with their director, Mr. Nat Wardell. And they're going to be singing three songs, as well as joining Annie Moses on one of the songs as well. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to include some chimes and some solos. We may also have a testimony from one of our alumni that graduated when the school only went up to the sixth grade. She has gone on to produce documentary films, and she's unable to be with us because one of her films is being featured at the world premiere in Toronto. So the quality of students that Trinity is sending forth is unbelievable, and I don't think people realize that our students are being accepted to just about any college they apply to. And I would encourage people to look at the school and or come to the gala and hear more.
Hmm. We've been talking with Ben and Peg Haskell. They are a part of Trinity Christian Academy here on Cape Cod, and it's been a huge privilege to have them here to talk about the school and the quality of their students, but also this gala they're having coming up to celebrate their 50th year, and also to have the Annie Moses Band and representation of their students' involvement in that as well. So Ben and Peg, thank you so much for being a part of the many voices for that one message, especially here on Cape Cod.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.